It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olien, and this week he went on a rocket ride with Brad Pitt.
Ad Astra. This is the latest science fiction movie, and there's been a lot of science fiction movies over the last 5 to 10 years. Arrival was very good. The Martian had Matt Damon alone on Mars. This film's a little like The Martian because Brad Pitt is sort of on his own through much of this mission. The plot revolves around a mission years before involving Brad Pitt's father, played by Tommy Lee Jones, that went out to Neptune to search for extraterrestrial life, and they have not heard from them in years. They are presumed dead, but they get some interesting communications in the form of some bad power bursts that are going on that are causing all kinds of mayhem.
Is this set in the near future?
I would say near future, yes, okay. Doug. It doesn't really give us a year. So that makes them think that something's going on with the Lima project that Tommy Lee Jones headed up and that he may still be alive. So Pitt is brought in to try to find him, communicate with him, and the film goes from there. This is essentially Apocalypse Now in space. The plot is very similar to Coppola's Apocalypse Now, with Pitt searching for the Colonel Kurtz character from Apocalypse Now, which turns out to be Tommy Lee Jones. Is he out there? Is he not out there searching for his father? A lot of father-son things going on. He has not seen his father in years, even though he took the same career path, working in space and searching for extraterrestrial life. So it's a journey. Just like with Apocalypse Now, the journey tends to be more interesting than the ending. One of the few criticisms of Apocalypse when it came out, Doug, you may recall, was that they didn't stick the ending. And I think that's the fault with this film, too. It doesn't quite stick the ending. There's all this buildup. Remember the buildup to see Brando in Apocalypse? And some people thought the ending wasn't quite great. The same thing happens for me here once we get to the end of the film. It's more interesting along the way, including a fantastic dune buggy chase scene on the moon involving Pitt and some robbers, burglars on the moon. That was shot, I am told, with multiple different cameras and lenses, and it really shows. That's a phenomenal sequence. This is a solid, competent film, but I don't think it ever quite got me to that exaltation level that First Man did or Arrival did with Amy Adams. It's competent. Brad Pitt is very good. He gives a really good performance. Just like with Martin Sheen in Apocalypse, we have narration along the way where he kind of explores his inner thoughts about going to search for his father, inner thoughts about, you know, is NASA using him to find his father as kind of a pawn. Those are interesting scenes. He's alone for much of the film. He likes to be alone. But the film is really almost anti-space in the end. I sensed that the theme of the movie is really about personal connections and Pitt's character not being very good at personal connections, and he wants to be better at personal connections, which means you can't spend your life in outer space. So that was an interesting dichotomy, I thought. This film has garnered wide variances in opinions. I've had friends that have loved it. I've had friends that have hated it, including a friend of mine in Los Angeles who reviews DVDs who absolutely hated it, and he hated the science. He thought the science was all wrong. It didn't make any sense. I'm not really here to judge that because I'm not an expert. I'm here to judge it as a piece of filmmaking. As a piece of filmmaking, I think it falls somewhere between those wildly divergent opinions. It's a solid, competent film, but it never really makes you exciting or makes you feel a certain way that I think it was supposed to make you feel.
Well, you compared it to Apocalypse Now, mm-hmm. which was itself based on a Conrad novel. So it's sort of like these stories keep coming back because they're good stories. I went online to look at the cast and crew for Ad Astra, mm-hmm. and there were 13 in special effects with the last names beginning with A. That is an incredible list of people who are working on this film.
Look, director James Gray spared no expense. He directed Lost City of Z, a film I really liked a couple years ago. So he's really kind of a hot director right now. This isn't as good as Lost City of Z, which also involved exploration to the Amazon in the 1920s by British adventurers. Yeah, lots of technology going into this film. They kind of build the film, Doug, as sort of the most realistic science fiction film ever. And I'm not quite getting those exact words, but because they build themselves as that, that's why I think there has been blowback to some of the science by my friend in LA and some others who think that they really get a lot of this stuff wrong or get it wrong potentially. But no one really knows, of course, if you don't work in that industry. So, you know, if people want to see it, I think it's a solid film. It's competent, but I don't see Oscar gold coming for anybody in this film. There has been some rumors that Pitt might be nominated for this or Once Upon a Time in Hollywood or both this year. I'm not sure I see a lead actor nomination, even though he really is good in this film.
Well, I'm going to go to Ad Astra because okay. I'm very interested in this kind of film. But you mentioned Brad Pitt. Mm-hmm. He has never won an Academy Award for acting.
No, he has not.
But he is tied to one Academy Award-winning film. What is it?
He produced 12 Years a Slave, so he did get an Oscar for the Best Picture winner of 2013.
And Tommy Lee Jones has also won an Oscar.
Supporting actor, The Fugitive, 1993. I might add, Doug, I wasn't wild about the casting of him in this film as the father. I can't quite put my finger on it. He's a very good actor, a big star. I think I would have cast someone else. Donald Sutherland is in this film as well.
Now, my final okay. Oscar trivia question.
Oh, we have
question.
Another one. Okay.
Yes, is. A number of filmmakers have had their movies honored for their achievements in visual effects. Three filmmakers, and that could be a producer or director, have had five films that won Academy achievements in visual effects.
Spielberg, I'm guessing, is one of those.
No.
Nope. James Cameron?
Yes.
Peter Jackson?
No.
George Lucas?
Yes. One more, and this one goes way back.
Cecil B. DeMille.
George Pal.
George Pal, okay.
All right. We've been to the movies with Matt Olean.